Here's a little something about the mole. What's a mole? All chemists and others that work with chemical reactions have to learn about the mole. The mole, M-O-L, or sometimes M-O-L-E, is just an amount. The word mole comes from the Latin molze, which means a pile or a heap. A dozen of something is 12. One mole of something is 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd individual pieces of it. For anything big enough to see, that would be a huge pile. For example, a mole of marshmallows, I mean the regular kind, not the mini ones, would cover the United States with a layer of an average height of more than 6,500 miles. Why chemists use such large numbers of things is that the things they want to use are atoms or molecules, which are very, very small. When you have a mole of atoms of any element or a mole of molecules of any chemical compound, it's usually an amount that you can work with. In general, a mole of most atoms weighs the number of grams and is enough to handle in a laboratory. The number 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd power is called Avogadro's number after the guy who came up with it. He determined that if you had that many atoms in a pile, it would weigh its atomic weight in grams. So if you look at the periodic table, you'll see that the atomic weight of the element number 20, calcium, is about 40.1 atomic mass units. So if you want to use a mole of pure calcium, you need to weigh out that 40.1 grams. The most general laboratory equipment is set up to work with amounts from a few milligrams up to about 100 grams. So suppose you had a tenth of a mole of a pure compound, element number 79, gold, with an atomic weight of about 197 atomic mass units according to the periodic table. How many grams of gold would you have? Well, one mole would weigh about 197 grams, so a tenth of a mole would weigh about 19.7 grams. At the current gold prices, it would be worth somewhere around $1,100. That's a nice chunk of change, but it amounts to almost nothing per atom. So here's a recap. Like one dozen or a million, a mole is just a certain number of things. One mole of any element will weigh as much in grams as its atomic weight in atomic mass units, which you can find printed in the elements box of the periodic table. I'll be recording another segment on moles of molecules next, but here's a spoiler. When atoms of different elements combine to make molecules of a chemical compound, all the weights of the atoms of the product molecule will sum up to the overall molecular weight of the compound. And that many atoms of that stuff would be one mole. For now, though, here's a problem for you to try. You need a periodic table or some other way to get atomic weights to do this one. I have a mixture containing 20 grams of pure iron filings and 20 grams of pure copper filings. How many moles of iron and of copper are in the mixture? Last thing, there's a song about the mole. To have a listen, search up A Mole is a Unit. That's M-O-L-E. A Mole is a Unit on YouTube. Thanks for listening.